the U.S. Senate voted 96-0 for the North Korea Sanctions and Policy Enhancement Act. The House of Representatives passed a similar bill in January. Differences between the two are expected to be resolved quickly, and Senate Democrats say they expect President Barack Obama will sign the measure into law. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says the bill approved on Wednesday sends a strong message to North Korea.
We must take strong action to curb North Korea's nuclear program and address the other threats that it poses to the U.S. and our allies. Weak sanctions against North Korea have clearly proven unsuccessful. The legislation before us today represents the tough response that is necessary to send this message directly to North Korean leaders. Disarm or face severe economic sanctions.
U.S. lawmakers hope the bill will also make a clear statement to the international community. The Senate bill would sanction anyone who engages in, facilitates, or contributes to North Korea's armament, luxury goods, human rights abuses, and cyber attacks. Penalties include the seizure of assets, visa bans, and denial of government contracts. Unlike other similar bills, this legislation makes most of the sanctions mandatory, rather than giving the president options to impose them. The president, however, can waive the sanctions if national security is threatened. The White House has not given any indication that the bill will be vetoed. Also on Wednesday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced sanctions on Pyongyang.
The government has decided to impose stern sanctions on North Korea. We will cooperate closely with the international community in order to resolve the abductions, nuclear and missile issues.
Apart from the nuclear issue, North Korea's alleged abductions of Japanese nationals in the 1970s and 80s have been another major issue straining bilateral relations. Under Japan's sanctions, foreign nuclear scientists living in Japan who have traveled to North Korea will not be readmitted to Japan. The sanctions will also restrict money transfers to North Korea and ban ships traveling to Japan from North Korea. Japan will also freeze the assets of more groups and individuals that are connected to North Korea. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.